For the expanding grandeur of creation, worlds known and unknown, galaxies beyond galaxies, filling us with awe and challenging our imaginations.
We give thanks this day.
For this fragile planet, Earth, its times and tides, its sunsets and seasons.
We give thanks this day.
For the joy of human life, its wonders and surprises, its hopes and achievements. For our human community, our common past and future hope, our oneness transcending all separation, our capacity to work for peace and justice in the midst of hostility and oppression.
We give thanks this day.
For high hopes and noble causes, for faith without fanaticism, for understanding of views not shared.
We give thanks.
For all who have labored and suffered for a fairer world, who have lived so that others might live in dignity and freedom,
we give thanks this day.
For human liberty and sacred rights, for opportunities to change and grow, to affirm and choose, we give thanks this day. We pray that we may live not by our fears, but by our hopes, not by our words, but by our deeds. So before we begin our spoken and silent meditation, I'd like to just take a moment and explain something about our service today. I've noticed that it's Gratitude Sunday after Thanksgiving. And I've noticed the amount of sharing that we're doing with one another. So we're going to invite some additional sharing after for the second part of the sermon today. So I have a piece to read for our spoken meditation. And during this silent meditation, I would invite you, please, to first settle in and just feel yourself hopefully at home and at peace here in our sanctuary. And then if you have something that you'd like to share, a gratitude that you would like to share as the children did, would you please jot that down on one side of the card? Did everybody get a card and a pencil when you came in? If not, we have them in the back, and Matt or Sue would be happy to give them to you. And then on the back, if you also have something, a thought about how can you foster and support gratitude in your own life, in your work, in your family, in your friendships, or how can we as a church family foster gratitude, if there's something that you would want to share. And then we'll move through the rest of the silent meditation. We'll sound the gong with the little bell at the end of that and sing our meditative hymn following. There is an elemental love in the universe by which name we know each other and encourage ourselves to live. There is a mercy making its way up through the ocean of the earth to the shores of our feet. There is a part of us that says it is never too late to be reborn on the in-breath each morning. Here we receive in gratitude. Here we make a circle from the great gifts of breath, attention, and purpose. Now, in this moment, stop the words. Open the window in the center of your chest and let the spirits fly in and out. You may remain seated as we sing our meditative hymn number 322. Verses 1 and 5, as noted in the bulletin. So we're sharing the sermon this morning. If anyone has something they would like to share from either side of their note card, if you'll just raise your hand, Josh will bring the mic to you, and you can just stay comfortable in your seat. So what are we grateful for? What can we do to foster gratitude in our lives, in the world, and in our life in the church? Thanks, Deb.
We knew you'd get rolling eventually.
Well, I wrote, I'm grateful for my family and for my community.
I wrote down three things. That I'm grateful for our animals at home, I'm grateful for my family, and I'm grateful for my church, this church, and how I show my gratitude on the back. I said we try to share our animals with those who would like to feel their warm, fuzzy fur. I write my family to tell them repeatedly of my gratitude for them, and I continue to contribute my time and treasure to this church.
I wrote, if we can reach out by saying hello to someone we pass. Never know what might lead from just the gesture of kindness. Second thing is, I think we all can make something happen, and who cares what it is.
I would just like to say thank you to Cobblestone Corner for the generosity that they share with us. Frequently when we have flower arrangements, If people who go to Cobblestone Corners to purchase those first are welcomed, and then we receive a discount as the church. So we're very thankful for that and for having you here.
I am grateful for grateful family, friends, animals, gardening, and farming.
Thank you.
I am grateful that my husband, over the past calendar year, has only stayed in the hospital once. That's in contrast to the previous calendar year, where he was in the hospital for 17 stays. That's quite an improvement.
So mine kind of went, just because of the events of the past couple weeks for me at work, I'm grateful to work with supportive coworkers and administrators who have faith in my abilities. And I think about to show gratitude and how to spread gratitude. I think it's just by simple modeling, by, you know, with kindness and good manners and saying thank you when it's appropriate, and, you know, and that just sometimes simple, you know, leading by example.
I was going to say I'm grateful for all kinds of things, like having a job, even though it's kind of not a real job, but it's a job nonetheless. But I really appreciate, even though it's a little awkward sometimes to vocalize the way you're doing, but, you know, it's, I think what we can do is practice. I mean, that's how it happens, is practicing, getting over the shame of vulnerability and saying, look, I really am grateful for all of this stuff.
Yeah.
It's, you know, letting myself be seen, and I'm grateful for all of you for doing that.
I'm grateful because this week we celebrated our 50th anniversary, as well as the fact that Bill just turned 75. And so he has been a great support to me through the years, and he's beloved by his children, and I'm just so thankful for him. And as far as the church goes, I'm so proud of this church, and through all the 40 years that I've been a member, it has sustained me, and it sustains members of this community, and it does it with justice and kindness and compassion.
I'm grateful for many things as well. You know, sometimes you think about cliches and stereotypes, and we say we're grateful for family. But, you know, when we really sink into that and what that means to each of us in different ways, in our joys, in our sorrows, in our struggles, in our differences, but that we have family and people to support and sustain one another, even in, as I said, all of those aspects of that. And I'm hoping that each of us has numerous families for which we are grateful. Your birth family, hopefully a work family. Definitely this is a family here. And I really appreciated what Fran said, because it's a history, it's a continuity, and it's a beginning and a continuing for many, many people. We have new people coming. We have people who have been here for a long, long time who give us their wisdom and experience when we go through transitions. And we're in another one again, and will be for a while, but it's just a blessing to have all of us here. And again, I just want to repeat the observation that I made this morning, because I did this thinking about Thanksgiving and the theme of gratitude, but one of the things that's just really lighting up for me over and over again, that gratitude comes with, I don't even know how you unwind them. It's like DNA, they're woven together, sharing. And abundance comes when we are grateful and when we share. And then we feel our own abundance. So, in deep gratitude and love for all of this church and everyone here, thank you. So we will stand as you are able for our closing hymn. Now, thank you.